Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
I feel good. I knew that I would not. I feel good. I knew that I would not.
Small Business Advocate.com, the word for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. It's Breast Cancer Awareness Month, folks. October is, and that means for many, many years now, at least one, we take a half hour and talk to our breast cancer survivors in the Brain Trust. Leslie Grossman, Joan Pride, Karen Cortell Reisman. Leslie's in New York, Joan's in D.C., Karen's in Dallas. Joan, I'd like to start with you. After 20 years, what's your perspective on being a breast cancer survivor?
Well, Jim, I wanted to pick up the thread from you from the last segment. The reason my husband had to pester me to get checked was because I thought I was too young to have breast cancer.
Yeah. Leslie, hey, Leslie, what do you think about what's your perspective after all these years?
In terms of what's going on now, one of the things I think we have to pay attention to is younger women. Younger, you know, right now the law, the rules say get a mammogram when you're 40 or over. But breast cancer hits younger women too. In fact, it's becoming more and more common.
Why do you think that? Why do you think that is? Any reason? Is there any reason why?
There's a lot of research being done on it right now, but, you know, there's so many questions about how does the environment affect us? Is breast cancer coming from the environment? Different things that we're taking into our bodies. They do not actually know that yet, but there is more and more research being done.
That is really scary, isn't it?
It is, and so that's where self-examination is important. Making sure that your gynecologist checks you.
Right.
And perhaps in some cases, if it's in your family, getting a mammogram at a younger age.
That's a big one right there. Joan, are you there?
Can you hear me, Jim?
Yes,
I'm here.
I can, Joan. You were somehow the AT&T gremlins got us. Will you finish your thoughts on what you were telling us, your perspective on all this after 20 years?
Well, I just wanted to tell the ladies out there that just because you think you're too young for cancer doesn't mean you can't get it. Mm-hmm. But by the same, that's, I guess, my bad news. The good news is cancer is very often very survivable, and I think all the ladies on this call are an example of that.
Yeah, yeah. Of the Karen, of the dozen or so members of my Brain Trust that I know have had breast cancer, we've lost one, and she survived about 18 years after her first diagnosis, and it was in her family, her mother, her sister, and her daughter. Karen, what do you think?
Interesting you should ask me that question, because my mother also had breast cancer and survived, and so it was very much of a forefront of my mind to be vigilant with self-exams as well as with going to mammography. One thing that it's not a part of my professional brand, and so I really value being on your program, because this is it. I don't talk about it in my work.
A lot.
However, I do think that what we gain from going through a journey like this can be really beneficial as we handle life and it. I've said to you before in another program, crisis creates clarity. Mm-hmm. And it creates a perspective of what's really worth it. So just also a shout out, my diagnosis was triple negative. And if anybody out there is triple negative, feel free to call me and I can talk to you about that particular pathology. It's none of them are good. That one's not good either. So,
what does triple negative mean?
Means that you have three markers, and they should not be all negative. Couple should be positive.
Wow! Because we think of negative, we think of all clear. We think of negative, we think of all clear, right?
Joan, it's not. Know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
That not really one you want, And so let me know, and I can walk you through some stuff with that.
Karen Cortell Reisman, ladies and gentlemen, she's all over the internet. So one of the things that Karen just said something about, you know, it doesn't define her. It's not who she is. You know, you guys, if I hadn't been, you know, if it hadn't happened that morning, I mean, I was very much in, Joan and I were working very closely together in those days, so obviously I would have known about it. But Karen, you have had cancer since I've known you, and I didn't know about it. I mean, it just came up. I'm not even sure how it came up. But folks, these ladies don't trade on this. They obviously, these ladies are very, very professional and very stoic and very courageous about this. And a lot of people are. And I wonder if that is as much of a good idea. It's your nature. I know all these ladies, folks, it's their nature to be strong. It's their nature not to sound like they're whining about something. But I also know that because I know that they're breast cancer survivors, I know that you know now about it. And we're talking about it. And so I appreciate their courage and their forthcomingness in all this. When we come back, we're going to talk about going forward as breast cancer survivors with our good friends, Joan Pryde, Leslie Grossman, and Karen Cortell Reisman. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.